This is Building Bridges, produced by Ken Nash and Mimi Rosenberg.
The ongoing Nakba, the Arab word for catastrophe, must end. We're off to a rally with the Palestinian people and supporters against the years of Zionism and the land theft, against the violence of a settler colonial occupier intent on erasing the indigenous Palestinian presence.
So we're here in the Sunset Park Bay Ridge community, has a large Palestinian community, has a large Arabic community and groups nodding. So tell us who you are and why you're here today.
So I'm Kayla Thomas, and I'm here to support Palestine and to support the right to return, the idea that people can be forcibly removed from their homeland and be banned from returning, while the country can also allow unlimited migration for Jewish people from around the world. I think it's as though no one is occupying the land already. And I think that it's honestly like a crime against humanity. And I think it's something that we all know is happening. And it's important to be active and to be supportive.
We experienced 10 people being shot to death in a racist screed, in a racist tirade, white supremacy. Do you see any relationship, a correlation between white supremacy here, settler colonialism, if you will, and what is happening with the Palestinian people?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. It's all connected because when you prioritize certain lives and certain bodies over others, this is the kind of thing that happens, right? When you say that you're not allowed to live in certain spaces, to occupy certain spaces, whether that be Palestine or the U.S., it allows other people or enables them to take violence into their own hands and assert displacement, assert genocide, assert these kinds of tendencies that are really about the denial of basic human rights. The U.S. is a settler colonial state. It was founded upon the genocide of Native Americans, founded upon the enslavement of Africans, and the idea that only certain people and white people belong in this country is a settler colonial white supremacist idea. And that's the same thing that allows Israel to thrive as a nation. That's the same ideas that found the sort of premise of the country itself.
When we talk about Nakba, a lot of people think about 1948 and the hundreds of thousands of people, Palestinians, who were displaced then. But is al-Nakba continuing now? Is there dispossession now? What are the issues right now in Palestine?
It's been continuing, hasn't it? Every day, every year, it's continuous expansion of the frontier, continuous extermination, continuous ethnic cleansing. It just continues constantly. And, we're seeing it this week, right? We see the, awful, awful, state violence on, the Shireen, in Jenin, everywhere. Zionism is messed up, and it really, I think, has seriously damaged my religion, and it's seriously, kind of hurt. I'm Jewish, and it's became such a part of my identity that I feel like really part of the work and kind of moving on and continuing and trying to, be a Jewish person is trying to wrestle with and, fight back against Zionism. And I think that's, that's why I'm here, is to fight back against Zionism, right?
What was your reaction to the assassination of the Palestinian journalist who was covering this?
It's awful. And it's, they can't even, it's such a just blatant thing, but just happens every day, right? It's nothing new. It's been happening. This is what Israel does. This is just the reality of the occupation there. Reality of every day since 1948. That's the reality of the situation. And it kind of flashes up in the news every so often. But that's just everyday existence in Palestine. From the start of Zionism, there's always been opposition to Zionism within Judaism. There's always been anti-Zionism within Judaism. It's part of, it's not, it's just such BS that they would, you know, that they try and equate kind of Zionism to like a central part of that being anti-Israel is like anti-Semitic and things like that. When, you know, it's being like anti-Zionist is a kind of key part of Jewish history, Jewish identity, you know, and there's always been opposition, but, you know, a big part of the project was destroying that internal opposition, and that's what they do in, you know, growing up in our synagogues and our community institutions. You know, it's like just constant indoctrination and trying to, you know, about how great Zionism is, you know, kind of getting you never to question what we hear about, never to question the mainstream narrative about Israel. There's constant indoctrination, but the whole younger generation, I think, is really repudiating it. There's never really that big of a part of my identity. It's so untenable to avoid confronting this as a part of, you know, we have to confront Zionism, we have to confront it as part of our history, and we have to deal with it.
Well, thank you for speaking with us, and thank you for coming out and supporting the Nakba Day. Yes. Rabbi, hi. We've actually met before. Yes. My name is Mimi Rosenberg. So I want to find out who you folks are and what brings a rabbi to celebrate or commemorate El Nakba Day in the heart of the Palestinian community.
My name is Rabbi David Feldman with Neturei Karta International, Jews United Against Zionism. We are here as Jews because we are Jews, and because we see, we witness, we realize what is happening in Palestine for decades. And on top of all crimes being committed to the Palestinian people, sadly and embarrassingly, it is being done supposedly in our name, supposedly in the name of all Jews. You don't have to be Jewish to understand that all of this is wrong. You should come out here regardless where you come from, regardless of your religion, regardless of your background. But because we are Jewish, we feel even way more embarrassed because all of this is being done.
What is happening that you are repudiating, Rabbi?
Well, it's the occupation to begin with, which is going on already for 74 years. We are commemorating now the 74th Nakba, the catastrophe that has befallen the Palestinian people. And unfortunately, this is not only a happening that happened once upon a time. This is a happening which continues each and every day. Just a short while ago, it was settler provocations in Sheikh Jarrah. Recently, it was more recently, it was the provocations on Al-Aqsa, and then is the cold-blooded murder of Shireen, the Al Jazeera reporter. This is ridiculous. This is unacceptable. And as Jewish people, we say this is unacceptable. We stand up here today, as we do all the time, to make this statement that Jews worldwide disagree. Jews worldwide oppose, protest all what's happening. You might not find all those Jews out in public. You're not going to find all Palestinians on the streets of New York as well. But unfortunately, intimidation is difficult. We all know, we all face all of this. But we are here to make this statement.
One of the things I've always wanted to ask is the point of distinction. There are different groupings of Orthodox Jews in New York, certainly. The Lubavitcher community, which is prominent, has a great deal of political influence, has a very different position. Some of that has to do with the whole understanding of religiosity, whether the Messiah has come and whether you can have a Jewish state. But your perspective on why your particular groupings are in support of, as very differentiated from most of the Orthodox Jewish groups.
Let me clarify. You have mentioned a very important example, Lubavitch Chabad. It happens to be that Chabad is supposed to be anti-Zionist. The official teachings in Chabad is vehemently anti-Zionist. Unfortunately, today they would support XYZ. They will support even settlers, maybe to a certain extent. That's not what Lubavitch, what Chabad is supposed to stand for. Yes, you find those Jewish groups that support Israel. Okay, that's the choice of the individuals, that's the choice of the groups. I disagree, but I'm here to represent masses of Jewish people who are in total opposition to the state of Israel for so many reasons.
When we talk about dispossession today, what's happening in Jenin, what's happening in Hebron, what's happening in Jerusalem, how does this manifest itself today?
Well, you know, all these criminal acts are just continuing. It's history is repeating itself. It started in 1948. It repeated later in 1967. People today think that crimes were only done in the very beginning. The crimes are continuing and repeating itself each and every day.
And I wonder if you can relate to and see what is happening to the Palestinian, and frankly, what just happened in Buffalo, New York, where 10 black people were gunned down by a white supremacist. Any your thoughts on that, Rabbi?
You know, this is very sad, because as human beings, we should be concerned when calamities like this happen. Unfortunately, it happens today in this part of the world, tomorrow in the other part of the world. This is very sad. We as human beings, we should be concerned when any person is being attacked, when any life is being taken. But it happens to be, you know, from all these different happenings that happen throughout the world, people will ask me, how come I come out in the pro-Palestinian rally and I wouldn't come out to each and every human rights rally that takes place in any part of the world? I wish I can save all humanity, but unfortunately I have to pick and choose, and I have to stand up to what is being done in my name.
And in your name, and in my name as well, the city council, many areas of government are condemnative of the boycott, divestment, sanction movement, and support of the Palestinians. Our government spent untold dollars to finance the military might of Israel that is used against the Palestinian people. Your thoughts on the condemnation of other Jewish groups that are there to support the Palestinians?
Well, it's ridiculous. You know, it should be a First Amendment right of each and every American citizen to stand up and express their views, even in boycott. This was well accepted in the United States for so long. This criminalization of the BDS is unconstitutional, it's unfair, it's unjust, and doesn't help anyone. It just supports this conflict. As long as people don't realize what is the root cause of this, of what is going on in Palestine, no remedy will ever be found, and no solution will.
The root cause,
which is the occupation, the Zionist occupation of Palestine, is the root cause of all what's taking place. Now, by criminalizing BDS, by criminalizing speaking up against this occupation, would not help. It'll make things way worse.
And Zionism and Judaism, are they the same thing?
Not at all. We always say it's diametrically opposed. It's diametrically opposed in its essence, because Judaism is a religion only. Zionism is a new political nationalist movement, and in no way can they be conflated together. Unfortunately, when the Zionist propaganda is trying to manipulate the minds of the people, then they try to paint all that they stand for as Judaism, and then if you stand up and you oppose it, you're anti-Semitic, which is totally wrong.
Rabbi, thank you, and tell us again who you are.
Rabbi David, D-O-V-I-D, Feldman, F as in Frank, E-L-D, M-A-N, with Nature Carte International, www.nsnckusa.org.
Thank you for speaking with WBAI Radio.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Thank you.
Welcome to the vigil and memorial of Shirin Abu Akleh, a renowned Palestinian journalist who was murdered in cold blood.
Have you been to Palestine recently?
Yes, last year.
Shot in the head.
I've been there, and it was difficult.
Right below her helmet.
I was there.
While wearing a clearly marked press vest. But we know they never cared. Just like they killed Yasser Murtaja in the Great March of Return, another Palestinian journalist. Just like they've killed over 50 Palestinian journalists in the last 20 years alone. Just like they killed the people of Jenin, that Shirin Abu Akleh was there to cover in the first place. The colonizer, the Israeli Zionist colonizer, knows no bounds. They squat on our land and kill our people because they have nothing less than complete genocide and annihilation planned for the Palestinian people. Why else would they kill our journalists? Why else would they kill our press? Why else are they making million-dollar deals with social media companies to repress and cover the murders that they are caught doing on camera every single day? This is the reality that Palestinians live under. And Shireen Abu Akleh spent her entire life covering this, making this truth known to the world. And this is why the Zionist state declared her an enemy. In their materials, they say that Palestinians are armed with cameras. Because they know that the war that they're trying to fight, aside from genociding Palestinians and colonizing our country, is also a public relations war. And this is why so many people in the U.S. and around the world continue to be brainwashed. But particularly in the U.S., when we have liberal mainstream media who refuse to even report that she was killed by the Zionist army. No! They say Shireen Abu Akleh died. As if it was a mysterious thing that we don't know how it happened, or as if it happened by natural causes. They refuse to even utter the truth of what they're covering, that she was killed. They are afraid to put that in their headlines and tweets. They refuse to even give her that in death. And of course, after they committed this senseless murder of Shireen Abu Akleh, they attacked her casket in cold blood. And if you've seen the horrifying videos, the horrifying videos of them beating Palestinians and the pallbearers who were holding the casket up until they could not hold it and others had to take their place. This showcases the daily barbarity that Palestinians have to face. Many of you are here because you've heard about Shireen Abu Akleh because she's a journalist, and we've been hearing her voice ring through Al Jazeera in our homes from when we were kids. But how many Palestinians does this happen to every single day? The very Palestinians that Shireen Abu Akleh was covering, that we don't get this much attention or support for. So in order to truly honor Shireen Abu Akleh, aside from coming today, putting on this vigil with her, carrying her name and saying her name throughout the streets, the best way that we can memorialize her and hold up her name is to also cover the atrocities that Palestinians face at the hands of Israeli settler colonialism every single day. Because that is what she dedicated her life to. Justice for Shireen! From New York to Jenin! Justice for Shireen! From New York to Jenin! We are also here to declare justice for all our Palestinian martyrs. Because this didn't start with the death and murder of Shireen. This didn't start with the constant bombardment and attacks on Gaza. This didn't even start in 1948. This started with British, European settler colonialism. The Israeli plan is to colonize all of Palestine from the river to the sea. And this is why we fight for Palestine from the river to the sea, because every inch of that land is Palestinian, and there will never be peace without justice. They will continue to murder journalists like Shireen. They will continue to raid camps like Jenin that she was covering. They will continue to murder Palestinian youth. And until we fight, until every single inch of Palestine is free,
WBEI, of course, we support. Yeah. First thing that we need to find out, for not everybody knows, is Free the Holy Land 5. Mm-hmm. tell us who you are and what that shirt is about. And yes. I know there's a direct connection. Things you hear today for the 74th and a commemoration of Al-Nakba.
Yes. Okay. So my name is Nida Abu Bekir. I'm the daughter of Shukri Abu Bekir, the founder and CEO of the Holy Land Foundation. And he was sentenced to 65 years in federal prison for providing humanitarian aid all over the world, including Palestine. I'm here in New York from Dallas, Texas, for the rally commemorating the 74th year of Al-Nakba.
Well, tell us what Al-Nakba is. It means the catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about the reality behind that catastrophe.
Let's just say ethnic cleansing and genocide. That is when all the Palestinians were pushed out of their homes and villages and put into refugee camps, killed, murdered. And when the Zionists came in and just took over the land. And it's been 74 years, and Palestinians are still facing that struggle, being kicked out of their homes every single day, living in refugee camps, living in open-air prisons, a.k.a. Gaza. And we're trying to find the end of all of that and a free Palestine.
The Palestinian journalist was assassinated for her coverage of what was happening in Jenin right now. Talk about the assassination and also what was she covering? Why did they assassinate her?
There was a raid going on in the village, and mind you, she is one of the most popular, most famous women journalists in the Middle East. She broke barriers, broke stereotypes. She was just absolutely amazing. She's literally another member of everyone, every Palestinian's household, because we all grew up watching her every single day. When I heard my mom find out about her murder, I literally thought it was a family member that died. She meant so much to everybody, and she started with Al Jazeera at just 25 years old, and she's been going on for 25 years reporting the truth, and they murdered her for reporting the truth.
Now, she's, by the way, Palestinian-American, which we should say, but the thing that I'm particularly interested in, your father was giving support. You came up here from Texas, and you happened to have come up at a time when in Buffalo, New York, a white supremacist murdered 10 people of African ancestry. I'm interested in terms of the evolution in the history of this country. And I think white supremacy comes from is a political and control mechanism for settler colonialism. And I see what's happening in Palestine as settler colonialism. I'm interested in whether you see the correlation and what it means also to be living in Texas with a government that is most pronouncedly a reactionary. So do you see these things connected and indeed the support that the U.S. government gives to the Zionist state?
Yeah, absolutely. I see a connection. And I just, one thing I want to mention at first, do you think the media will call him a terrorist? They absolutely will not. They will not call him a terrorist because of his skin tone, because he's white, and because he has an all-American name. If it was a black or Muslim person, the first thing you would see is gang member or terrorist, killing, whatever. And this has just been going on here for the longest time. White privilege is real. Unfortunately, we do not get the same privilege. And the media will paint such a horrible picture of the minority in comparison to the white man who does the same thing or even worse. If you were to, just like, for example, the Holy Land Foundation, they gave money to the same exact zakat committees that other U.S. charities gave to. But who's the terrorist? The Holy Land Foundation. Why? Because they're Palestinian. Why? Also because they're Muslim.
So tell us what we need to do here to support your dad, who was under a 65-year sentence, and to support the work that he was doing.
We need to spread awareness. We need to do more. Do more every day. Keep the conversation going every single day. Social media, with your colleagues, everybody. Keep talking about it. Because if you don't talk about it, people are going to forget. Even if they don't forget, it's going to be in the back of their minds. But they're not going to, like, you just need to talk. You never know who you're going to come across. You could come across the person that can connect you to another person that could actually do something about it. We need to get up, get in these offices, talk to very important people, and just keep with it and not stop.
Thank you so much for being with us, for your
Thank
strength,
you.
For keep on keeping on for your dad.
Thank you.
We're going to get him out.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
Free, free, free Palestine!
From New York to Gaza!
From New York to Gaza!
Global to the sea!
From the river to the sea!
Justice for Shireen!
Justice for Shireen!
From the river to the sea!
From the river to the sea!
Justice for Shireen!
Justice!
In these days that we mourn the martyred Palestinian reporter Shireen Abu Akleh, who was assassinated in cold blood by the Israeli occupation forces in Jenin last week, we remember the tens of Palestinian reporters and the tens of thousands of Palestinian innocent civilians who sacrificed their lives to our cause. We also remember the other 54 journalists who were killed in cold blood by the Zionist enemy. And just like we don't consider the US officials hypocritical and hollow condemnations back then, we're not considering them today. Because we, the Palestinians, Lebanese, Syrians, Yemenis, Iraqis, and Iranians, and our determined heroic resistance will be the one that will achieve justice for Shireen and for all the other Palestinians and martyrs. Shireen, your death will not have been in vain. You are loved by your people as a voice who is present in all of our homes and our living rooms for decades, a guiding light for us, even now that you no longer stand with us on this earth. We march on with your wisdom and your determination inspiring us. To Israel, we say, no show of force will make you contain our spirit. No amount of intimidation or cruelty for which you have demonstrated no bounds will make us stand back, back down, or abandon our land and our cause. We will never surrender Palestine. We will never fold.
From New York to Jenin!
From New York to Jenin!
Justice for Shireen!
Justice for Shireen!
Justice for Shireen!
Justice for Shireen!
You've been listening to a commemoration of the 74th Nakba, the Arab word for catastrophe, and the ongoing Nakba must end. I'm Mimi Rosenberg.
And I'm Ken Nash.
And we will continue to educate, agitate, and organize to empower we the people for another world as possible if we choose to and work to make it so. Thanks for listening.